Flying, I do quite a lot of it back and forward to England. We've all been delayed in our time. But William Kelly got in touch with us about a nightmare journey he had from Portugal. Is that right, William? Good morning to you.
Hello, Stephen. How are you? Yes, that's right. Indeed, it was Portugal. Faro in Portugal.
What happened? This was with EasyJet. What happened?
We were meant to return, a group of 11 of us, on Monday, and obviously the hurricane prevented that. Then on the Tuesday, when we were due to fly out from Faro, the employees of EasyJet told us that they had sent an aircraft that was too small and 25 people had to be left behind in Faro.
The plane was too small?
Yeah, the plane was too small. So they needed 25 people to stay behind. So obviously it caused a lot of shock in the queue, and women were crying, etc. And then we were just told that one of our friends, one of the group of eight, his number was at the back row of the plane, so he wouldn't be getting on. So
How did they select people from the queue? There were people standing in the queue, and they selected people who wouldn't get on. How did they do that?
Well, originally, it was to be at random, and then we were told it was going to be the last two rows or three rows of the plane. So if your number was low, you were on the plane. If your number was high, you weren't on the plane.
Right. How did that go down?
Well, it didn't go down tremendously well at all. Most people were there for just a short weekend, so we'd already been there 2 days extra, and there was a lot of women, Hindus and stuff on it, and they were all very anxious to get back to see their children. So the thought of staying for any length of time, there was a lot of women in tears, basically, Stephen, around us in the crowd. It was a bit of pandemonium for a while.
You voted to come off the plane, or you volunteered, did you?
Well, one of our friends got told his number was too high, so there was eight of us in total, so the other seven decided we couldn't leave one behind, so we would come off. But that was after a guarantee that we would be flight home on the Thursday from Faro at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And did you get home on Thursday?
Well, we got home via Malaga. As soon as a short period of time, once we were out of the queue, the offer of flying home with EasyJet on Thursday was quickly removed.
What?
Yeah. They had taken our passports to check us on, and then once everybody else had checked through and there was only the 25 of us left, the EasyJet employee came back and told us that the offer was no longer there. The plane was full. The EasyJet plane was full and they couldn't get us home.
So hold on a second. You're claiming that they told you, look, if you come off the plane, we promise we'll bring you back home the next day, 6 o'clock.
2 days later, this was a Tuesday, they promised they would bring us back home on the Thursday from Faro. They would pay for hotels, give us €500, and pay breakfast, lunch and dinner, and all transfers.
Okay, so that's the promise they made.
Uh-huh.
So they get you out of the queue.
Yeah.
And then they say what?
And then about a half an hour later, they come back to us and say that the flight on Thursday is completely full. There's a possibility we can fly you back on Saturday or maybe next week sometime. And obviously at that stage, everybody was just didn't know what was going on, because you would think that an EasyJet employee promising to fly on an EasyJet flight on Thursday would be taken for granted that it would happen, but it just wasn't going to happen.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I couldn't believe it, to be honest. I always find it hard to believe how an EasyJet employee can tell you that they're able to put you on a plane and then a half an hour later say that plane's full.
So what did you have to do?
Well, after about 5 or 6 hours in the airport, they sent us back to the hotel and told us that all the information would be in the hotel for us the next morning. We were going to have to fly from Malaga to Dublin with Aer Lingus, but obviously Malaga is 260 miles away.
My goodness.
From Faro. So we had, there was eight of us and an elderly couple and a young man that eventually had to get two taxis to Faro on the Wednesday, or from Faro to Malaga Wednesday, which took us 6 hours.
I'm looking at a statement here from EasyJet that they've given to our programme. They say that they arranged for a replacement aircraft to operate the service as soon as possible. Unfortunately, they could only arrange a smaller Airbus A319. They say that meant a few passengers could not travel. Mr. Kelly, they say, was among the passengers who volunteered not to travel in exchange for compensation. All volunteers were provided with hotel accommodation and meals, and EasyJet worked hard to arrange flights to Belfast as soon as possible. The earliest available option was to travel via Malaga to Dublin with Aer Lingus, and they say that it's their policy to provide onward transport for passengers who are denied boarding, and they're sorry that the transport couldn't be arranged in advance on this occasion, and that they've given you €400 in compensation and you'll get any other expenses you incurred.
Well, they haven't given us anything in compensation. The meals didn't happen at all. On the way to Malaga, one of our party emailed to make sure that all the transfers and meals would still be promised, and emailed back to say that this was no longer the case, to keep your receipts. So when we arrived in Malaga after 6 hours' journey, we were told in the hotel there was no meals, but there would be breakfast the next morning. When we went down for breakfast the next morning and then checked out, the hotel tried to charge us for breakfast because EasyJet had only paid for one breakfast per double room. So they reneged on the transfers and the meals. So we had to pay our own transfer from the Malaga airport, or from the hotel to the airport, and from Dublin to Belfast when we arrived. So there was no meals and transfers. Once we left Faro and got into Spain, basically they reneged on everything they promised.
They're publicly saying here to the BBC, to this programme, that they will process any other expenses you incurred in line with their policy so that you're not left out of pocket.
Yeah, but I suppose, Stephen, it's easy to say that now, but if you promise people to come out of a queue and tell them that they're going to be
absolutely
reimbursed, what would have happened if, for talk sake, none of us had any extra money? We would have travelled from Faro to Malaga, got there, had no food, had no way to get from the hotel to the airport or from Dublin to Belfast.
It's certainly your story is certainly a reminder to us of, because I think lots of us have been caught up in these situations where they ask you, will you come off your flight or will you come out of a queue, and they promise you compensation. William, thank you for bringing the story to us. Really important, actually. So thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.